Scripture is from Psalms number 107, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 107, 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble.
Good to see you today. We're happy to see you. We're happy to see Lauren back there. We appreciate you being up and about and able to be with us. That's been a long time prayer, so it's good to see you. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Those are really pretty words. Do we really believe it? Well, of course we believe it. It's in the Bible, but do we believe it? Jeremiah believed it. Jeremiah had a hard, hard life. He was chosen to be a prophet at a time when no one wanted to hear from God. He was chosen to be the spokesman for God at the time when his country, the land that he loved, that had been one nation under God, was becoming no nation. He was the man who got to tell everybody that the Chaldeans are going to come and take you away into captivity. And that was not a popular message. Because of that, he suffered greatly. He complained a lot to God about his pain. As a matter of fact, in the book of Lamentations, a book that he wrote, that the very meaning of the book means I'm crying. It's a sad story. He says these things. So go to Lamentations chapter 3. This is Jeremiah's sad song. I am a man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven me and brought me into darkness without any light. Surely against me he turns his hand again and again the whole day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape. He has put heavy chains on me. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stones and made my path crooked. He is like to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in hiding. He led me off my way and tore me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me as a mark for his arrow. He drove into my heart the arrows from his quiver. I have become the laughing stock of all peoples, the burden of their songs all day long. He has filled me with bitterness and salted my wounds with wormwood. He has made my teeth grind on gravel. He has made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. Getting the idea? I have forgotten what happiness is. And so I say, gone is my glory and my expectations from the Lord. Remember my afflictions, my bitterness, the wormwood, the gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. I think he sang this song and wrote this song when he was in a pit. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, we see in verses 1 through 13, we won't read it, the story of some enemies that found out that all Jeremiah was preaching is that the Babylonians are coming and we're going to lose, that they worked a deal and they took him and they put him in a cistern. That's solitary confinement in the worst way. No window, nothing, a hole in the ground made out of rock. This cistern didn't even have any water in it. What was left was the mire in the bottom of the cistern, and the Bible says he sunk in the mire. I don't know how deep it was, but whatever it was either went from mildly uncomfortable to life-threatening. It was so bad in there that he had no food or water, only the mud and the junk that he was sitting in or standing in. Then others came to his rescue and begged the king and said, we don't want him to die like this. He is going to die. And they put some ropes together, and remember, they got some old rags, some old worn clothes, and threw them down to him and said, put them under your arms. He's too weak to hold on to the ropes, and we'll pull you up. I think this is what he was talking about. Walled in pain, about to die, no friends, awful. But he ends this horrible thing with a little melody, or medley, you call it, don't you? He took the words we just read that are familiar words all through the Psalms, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and he adds to them some words from Psalms 131 and Psalm 16. And when he was through, he said, this is what I've chosen to think about. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. We sometimes sing those very words where Jeremiah took three psalms, put them together, and made a new one. Do we believe the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases? Jeremiah did. I try to imagine those people coming to get him out of the pit, and they wonder if he's still alive. And they look down there, and it's dark. And they put their ear down there to see if they can hear him breathing. And they hear a weak, gravelly voice singing, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Do you believe the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases? I do. When I was six, we went to a circus one time. The next day, my brothers and I got to playing in the yard. I took the collar off a dog and put it on a chain and climbed up in a hickory nut tree and was going to do that trick they do from the top of the tent where they put that strap around the back of their head and twirl around. Only I put the collar around my neck and I jumped out of the tree. My mother was taking a nap, and my little brother was pretending the butane tank was an elephant, and he was riding the elephant and beating on the tank. You remember, if you lived in the country, you don't touch the butane tank. Mother came out to whip him and saw me. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. In 1981, I had a wreck in Poland. It was behind the Iron Curtain at that time. Three people were injured, and it was my fault. One of them was a policeman. I was taken to jail, and in the room, the interrogation room where they had me, I exhausted every revenue that I had, every chip that I had in my bag, every coin. I couldn't joke my way out of it, talk my way out of it. Nobody even understood what I was saying. I couldn't fight my way out of it. And I prayed. And the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. When Jennifer was a little girl, we went hunting one day, the whole family. A big storm came in, as it sometimes does. And it was sleeting and raining and getting dark, and we made a run for the pickup. And somewhere between where we started and where we ended, we lost Jennifer. It's getting dark, and it's cold, and I was terrified. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. One afternoon in Edgewood, Texas, in a little cemetery, my brothers and my father and I stood by my mother's grave with shovels to bury her. I didn't think I could do it. the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. When Kimberly was 18, she decided to go to Portugal with the AIM team. Portugal, clear on the other side of the world. And she was just a girl. She didn't even know how to make her bed. And there she was, going off like that. There was no Skype then. There was no internet. There was no emails. We didn't even have a plan where you could call cheap, and it didn't matter because where she lived, she didn't have a phone. She lived in Lisbon, and we saw on the news there were riots in Lisbon that day and no way to get a hold of her. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. A few years ago, I thought Satan was going to take my family away from me. We were attacked, and I thought I would lose all of my children. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. 9 years ago, in May, I stood in intensive care, and a doctor thought he ought to break the news to me right off. And he said, she's not going to make it. Well, what he said was, if Patsy lives an hour, she has a 10% chance of survival. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Do we need to go on? Don't you have a list like this of wrecks you survived and failures you've made and mistakes and betrayals and friends that walked away from you? Don't you have a list like this of times when the things you thought you could count on, you couldn't? When your body failed you and your money failed you? Couldn't you make a list like this of when the church failed you and when your preacher let you down? Haven't you got a list just like this? Don't you know the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases? We will bury people we thought we couldn't live without. We will be let down by people we thought would never let us down. We will fail at things we thought were a sure victory for us. Our body will fail us. Our money will fail us. Our mind will fail us. But God, who knows everything, God who is everywhere, God who is eternal, and God who has all power, promises us the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Therefore, you could say it with me, I will hope in Him. That was permission. I will hope in Him. If you need to claim this, if you need to turn your life back to Him, if you need to quit trying to manage something that's too big for us to manage, please remember while we sing this song, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Won't you come to Him while we stand and sing?